This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Happy Friday, folks. Happy Chip and Dip Day. Did you know it was National Chip and Dip Day? I did not until I got a text from the Italian Moon in Grand Forks. Said it was National Chip and Dip Day. I knew it was National Puppy Day. And I saw the National Guard, North Dakota National Guard, tweeted that out earlier. National Puppy Day. Thank you for the reminder. Puppies are good. Love puppies. Whatever you're celebrating today. Maybe it's just yet another little winter storm because you're so happy we're getting the moisture we need. That could be. Watching that storm moving to Jamestown now, I guess with the worst of it, Valley City getting the edge of it. Even a little bit of West Fargo starting to get the edge of that as it moves in. The snow is predicted to hit the valley, 3 in the southern end of the valley, 5 up north. Grand Forks, East Grand Forks, of course, Bismarck. How is it looking now, Todd? You still pretty much the same as when we started the show? You got the snow and the wind, and started, according to the radar, at least, coming to the edge of it here in Bismarck, Mandan, Dickinson, those areas. But as you look outside,
blowing westward and snowing like crazy here. So
Stark County has issued a travel alert now due to heavy and blowing snow as well. The hazardous driving conditions, reducing visibility. So that means basically motorists can still travel, but should be advised of rapidly changing conditions. There is no travel advised, according to the North Dakota DOT, the entire northwest quadrant of North Dakota. We'll keep you posted on all of that. All right, we're going to chat with CJ, one of our fine sponsors here from DAC Diesel, to start the hour. Then we'll finish our conversation with Andrew and Bismarck and get back to more of your calls. First-time callers, welcome today on a Frank Friday. One of them will win a free MyPillow, too. So call us at 800-228-0550. Whatever's on your mind today, we welcome it. CJ, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. How's it going over there, Scott?
Good. I'm looking at the calendar, though, and there's not much March left. So we want to remind folks that you have literally days left to take advantage of a very good deal from DAC Diesel. Tell us about the deal.
Yeah, it's 10% off major service, and that includes labor and parts, you know. And when I talk major, basically anything over $1,000. You know, so whether you got injectors out or, you know, you have a head gasket out or your truck's just not running right and you need me to take a look at it, even if it's a tractor, you know, definitely give me a call. You know, so as long as I get it, you know, start working on it before the end of the month, I'll still give you the special, you know, so definitely give me a call on that. You know, and just a nice reminder too that, you know, if you got an issue with your diesel and you have nobody, or if you took it to a shop or maybe even a couple shops and they haven't figured it out, definitely bring it down to me. I got a Dodge in here that a guy had at a couple shops, two shops actually. And they couldn't figure out what the problem was. He went through 4 water pumps in 2,000 miles, and he brought it down to me. And the head gasket was out, which was replaced 2,000 miles ago. And also, number 6 cylinder was, or the piston was melted on number 6 cylinder. So it's one of those things that I just want to remind people, you know, make sure you take it to a reputable shop, but also if you're having problems with it getting fixed, definitely bring it over to me. I can, I'll be able to figure out what's going on. So
simple as a call to DAC Diesel. You can go to DACDiesel.com, find out more about all the good work they do, or just give them a call on the cell at 210-0888, 210-0888, or at the shop 258-5011, 258-5011. Thanks a bunch, CJ. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too, Scott. Enjoy the snow.
Yeah, I guess we're enjoying it for our agriculture brothers and sisters. That's what that, you know, they need the rain, so we're going along with it for that.
They sure do, so.
Take care. Drive careful wherever you're at, and if you have some road conditions that are, you know, you think something that needs to be passed along, whatever you're finding out there, let us know. Love to hear the road report and the weather update from wherever you're listening today on What's on Your Mind. 258-0550 or toll free at 800-228-0550. And your texts are always welcome for Todd, 226-8503, and for me, 367-2054. Andrew in Bismarck, before the break, was talking about the Red River Valley Water Supply Project. And go ahead, Andrew, and finish your comment on your concern there, or comment.
Hey there. I guess it's not so much of a concern. It's just kind of, you know, getting more of a conversation out there. I like the idea of businesses, you know, having what they need for water, of course. You know, how the Red River might not have enough to supply the growing city of Fargo's needs. But one thing I'm concerned about, I guess, is just, you know, with the cap on that project, I guess I wouldn't want to see too much water getting diverted.
Just so you know, my understanding of the water, and it's been a while since we talked about this, but I know there was a meeting recently with Ryan Zinke, the Interior Secretary of Donald Trump's, about this. But my understanding of the water that they would, you know, take, the percentage of the water is a, you know, I mean, very, very small, obviously, to be able to just bring water to the Red River Valley. There's also some talk of a part of that being used for central North Dakota from the McCluskey Canal as well. But, you know, what is the number? 0.07% of the Missouri River's average flow is what you're talking about, that would actually, you know, be taken for the project. So it's a small amount of what comes out of the Missouri, but it also basically fulfills the promise of the federal government on the Garrison diversion that, you know, has been unfulfilled for how many decades, right?
Yep. Okay. That's not very much at all. I guess just hearing more about it is good. It's good that we're having these conversations. I guess I'll hang up.
Well, it is, because just from a purely economic development standpoint, you know, just if there were a significant drought, there would not be water in the valley, and you'd have a bit of a meltdown. So they got to do something, and we've been talking about it for decades. So hope something gets done. But Andrew, it's a project we haven't talked about for a long time. So you helped us put that back on the table, and we'll make a note to get an update on it. I appreciate your call. Cooperstown is where we go next. And Ray, what's on your mind?
Well, Scott, I've enjoyed your program immensely. Bless your heart for being so dedicated.
Thank you.
I will share something that some people may think it's unrealistic, but it isn't. It's reality. Let's use the farmer as an analogy. When he puts seed in the ground, he does it by faith, with the idea of harvesting something from that seed. And that is exactly where America is today. America has to put a new seed into the ground to survive. And what's in store, the best thing that could happen is that this bill be vetoed, the ominous spending bill. Two things have to happen, Scott. Either the veto of this bill or the stock market must crash. One or the other, or perhaps even both, will be necessary for America to start anew. The new system, the new dispensation will be, well, we already have money that's going to be printed that will be gold-backed. And it will also be asset-backed, which means the fiat money is out the window. The Federal Reserve, being an independent organization, not a governmental agency whatsoever, they've cheated the worldly people for over 100 years. And the time has come where that has to come to an end. And in order to do that, all these things have to crumble. The old system must crumble, and it is happening. It started, it's in the middle of it, and it won't be long, and you will see changes that will make this country America and the world so different, it will be hard to comprehend. And then we can all sing hallelujah and say it's time to celebrate the jubilee that the people deserve on this earth. So that's my comment.
Well, Ray, I certainly think that's needed. I think Donald Trump is the architect of what you've just described. And I think we all want it to happen sooner rather than later. And maybe this is the one the hill to die on. 6 months of spending bill, and even though the military would take a hit from something they desperately need, if you could blow it up. A texter here says, get rid of the 60 vote rule. Yeah. McConnell, quit letting 9 liberal Democrats rule the Senate. I mean, that's probably the best fix. You know, get rid of that, because that's a blunt force instrument that's used against the conservative cause and military funding all the way. But Ray, you're right. We need that new day, no doubt about it. Thank you so much for some wisdom today on what's on your mind. More of your calls after this. Road Report from Yancey coming up.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
One of the nation's leading voices on biblical family values is coming to North Dakota. See nationally syndicated radio host Steve Dace at the 2018 Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota's annual dessert banquet, Tuesday, April 10th at Fargo's Hilton Garden Inn. We need Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota to defend and promote your God-honoring family values, and they're committed to being a bold voice for you. Tuesday, April 10th, 7 p.m., call now for tickets, 701-219-0948. That's 219-0948.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is seeking farmers to fill one of North Dakota's 3 director positions on the United Soybean Board. This board oversees national soy checkoff investments to maximize profits opportunities for all U.S. soybean farmers. All North Dakota checkoff paying soybean farmers are eligible to apply. To be considered, you must complete the required nomination form and agreement to serve form and submit both to the Soybean Council office by 4 p.m. on Tuesday, April 3rd. These positions are open to all individuals without regard to race, color, national origin, gender, religion, age, disability, sexual orientation, marital or family status, political beliefs, parental status, or protected genetic information. For more information about USB, visit their website at unitedsoybean.org. To download the nomination form and agreement to serve form, log on to ndsoybean.org or contact the North Dakota Soybean Council office at 701-566-9300 for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Small hours of the morning, while the whole wide world is fast asleep, you lie.
You're putting me to sleep, Frank. Fire it up. Come on, it's a Friday.
Hey, what is this?
Yeah. Sleepy Frank. It's Frank Friday, folks.
We turned into Fire Me Up Friday and played Fire Me Up song.
Fire Me Up Friday. Exactly right. All right. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. There we go. Start me up. Fire Me Up Friday. Get the Rolling Stones in here, by golly. Where you are, let us know how the roads are, the weather conditions are. We're watching those closely for you. Travel not advised in the northwest quadrant of North Dakota in a growing area that now has come down to Highway 16, just a little bit north of I-94 and 85 about Grassy Butte there. Otherwise, well, all the way up and extending to darn near Minot on Highway 2, just about to Highway 28, just a little bit west of Minot. Yancey is in Bismarck, wants to tell us about road conditions there. Yancey, go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning. Just out here enjoying another great North Dakota spring day.
There you go.
I just wanted to start by saying I've got an extreme respect for all our men and women in uniform out there providing us security and protecting us throughout the state. And I just pray that they stay safe, and not just locally, but nationally, all those men and women in uniform can go home and kiss their loved ones good night tonight. But what I wanted to kind of mention today is obviously the road conditions around Bismarck are deteriorating, slushy, really slick, so the stopping distances are increasing and all that stuff. But I was I came to a stoplight earlier this morning, and it happens quite a bit where I think a lot of the drivers out there see that yellow light. They don't start slowing down. They actually increase their speeds, and they get through the light, and it's a good 2-3 seconds of a red light, and they're still going through the intersection. So I just caution everybody. You know, everybody's kind of moving around, maybe picking up kids and loved ones, and people are driving around a little bit recklessly. And then not only that is, if you stop at an intersection, a lot of the times you just look around, people are either on their phones or texting or whatever they're doing on their electronic devices. I would just have to say that it's a little bit alarming, especially with the road conditions the way they are. Just, it's about time that everybody just considers the safety of the people around them and just set the phones down for a little while and just get to where they're getting and then answer the phones as they need.
Very good advice, Nancy. Thank you very much. I don't know why that would be a tough call in weather like this, but, you know, it is what it is. So I hear you. Appreciate the call very much. 800-228-0550. I have a Twitter poll going, so you can follow me at Scott Hinnon if you haven't done this yet. Should Donald Trump veto the $1 trillion, 2,200-page, six-month spending bill? 93% answered, heck yes. No, best deal we can get. 7%. So far, the yeses are winning. And that tracks, you know, the yeses certainly more than the noes here so far in the program, but I don't get an overwhelming sense from you on the air that you want it vetoed. Some texters do, but not necessarily the callers. Just curious what you think they'll do. There's a story also out saying some people from the White House, including Mark Short, who is the legislative director, predicting the president will sign it. I think if there's enough hue and cry from his base, from the Trump train supporters, and honestly, him signing it doesn't mean he owns this thing. I mean, this is a product of Congress. The president did get a hard-fought win for the military in this, but I don't know that all of this goes on him. In other words, I'm saying if he signs it, do you then say this is Trump's fault? Maybe, I don't know. Again, I don't think this is the hill to die on. I think it's a disaster. I don't like it. I think it's good that we get the military funding. I think that's absolutely crucial. And honestly, I think if we're going to have a government shutdown, if we're going to have a real battle over how Congress works, the 60-vote rule, all of that, I want it in September. I want it right before the election so it's fresh on everybody's mind. Make it real in my mind. But if he vetoes it, I think that's okay, too. I think that we need this fight. It's a question of when do we want the fight, all right? I'm not saying it's a sweetheart deal at all. I'm saying it's a bad deal. I'm just saying it's, other than the wins for the military, the way it's been, the status quo, how the swamp works. And I don't like it either, but it is what it is. What do you want? You want to veto it? Let us know. Josie and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hello.
Hi, Josie. Go ahead.
could you talk further about Planned Parenthood being funded by taxpayer money, which is against the law since Planned Parenthood is the major abortion provider, and our taxpayer money is not to be used for abortion according to the law. Also, partial birth abortion is against the law, and that is the procedure that was exposed by undercover investigators in the selling of body parts by Planned Parenthood. Why is Heidi Heitkamp and Democrats defending this group of lawbreakers? I'll hang up and listen to your answer. Thank you. Goodbye.
So first of all, Josie, you're right, because of, I think it's called the Hyde Amendment, which is referring to Henry Hyde, Illinois member of Congress and Republican leadership for a lot of years. He's passed away now. He fought hard for the, law that said you can't use taxpayer funding to fund abortions. So what Planned Parenthood gets is funding for other things that they say is walled off from abortion. We all know that's ridiculous, right? So we know the funds are, money's fungible, and while it technically is not funds for abortion, it's going to Planned Parenthood, the number one abortion provider, and it ought not to. And you're right, Heidi Heitkamp is a big supporter. Heidi Heitkamp high-fived Chuck Schumer after legislation that even people who are pro-choice agree made sense, to draw a line to say after 20 weeks, when we know by science, by technology, that a baby can feel pain, we're not going to allow abortion. She voted for it and high-fived Chuck Schumer about it and is super sensitive about the fact she was caught on camera high-fiving him. And now debates whether that was a handshake above the shoulder that doesn't technically constitute a... I kid you not, ladies and gentlemen. This is like the same thing. When they argue that, oh, no, that's not a high five. That's just sort of a kind of a funny, awkward little handshake there above the shoulder. When we all know it is what it is. It's the same way of saying, well, no, I mean, we realize Planned Parenthood is the number one abortion provider in the country, but the fact that we give them money for things that are good, screening, for instance, for women's health, doesn't mean they're going to use it over here to do abortions. No, that's crazy. You can't make it up. You can't make it up. And now that Heidi Heitkamp is on record of being in favor of ending an unborn life, even when they feel pain, there's nothing too extreme for her. She's all in. She's addicted to the money. She's not about to defy them when she's coming up on a very challenging Senate race, and you ought to keep note of it. You ought to. Now, the only thing I'll tell you about this bill and Planned Parenthood is it just is what it's been. It's continued federal funding for Planned Parenthood. So it isn't new. It isn't saying, okay, we got defense spending, Republicans, so we're going to give you new funding for Planned Parenthood. It isn't additional new fund. Make sense? I hope so. Need to take a break. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast Brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, and let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand.
Hey, it's a Frank Friday. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd the Radio God Mitchell is here. Calls, questions, comments, welcome. 701-258-0550 to call us. We get a first-time caller this hour yet? I don't think we have. I remember a few last hour looking for a first-time caller this hour. If you are a first-time caller and you identify yourself as such when you call Manny, we'll get you to the front of the line, and we're doling out some free MyPillows today. That's right. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott for that great deal. Up to 50% off everything, any of their products. Just use our promo code or the special number I'll give you in a minute. That could mean the MyPillow mattress. That's that 10-inch mattress made in the USA, three unique layers. So you get the comfort and support you need to fall asleep, stay asleep all night, guaranteed. The MyPillow mattress topper, 3-inch thick, high-density support foam cradling your entire body. I can just feel the better night's sleep you get from that MyPillow bed. Comfort layers, adaptive layers, support layers, comfort core, the body pillow, the go-anywhere pillow, the travel pillow, all of that up to 50% off. And, of course, the best deal ever, the two premium pillows. Premiums are the one you only get from us. Can't find them in stores. Best pillow they sell. And two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off. That's the four-pack. All of this comes with the guarantees. 800-506-9028 is that number, or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Robbie and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. First-time caller this year. Does that qualify?
Oh, we usually don't put a timeline on it, but I'm glad you. I'm glad you did call back. Yeah.
Hey, my question, comment. I want to hear your feedback. You know, I want to talk about the tariffs and the sanctions and everything, and it seems like I have a complete opposite view than everybody else, and I wanted to take your view on this because I think it's great. I think we need to buy American products, support America, start our foundries, start our steel mills, get everything going again. We set ourselves up for this trap years and years ago by outsourcing everything. All we've ever been concerned about in the last 20 years is our energy. Our energy. We want to make sure that we're not getting our energy overseas, but we're buying everything else overseas, and we're being trapped into that. What happens when they cut us off? What's your thoughts on this, Scott?
No, I think we need better deals. I think we get jammed. I think agriculture gets, you know, the short end of the stick every time. Bad. Terrible. And I think finally we have somebody that's willing to say, you know, I'm just not going to do it how we've done it before, which causes the swamp to wet their pants.
Right.
They're freaking out. And, you know, by the way, No wonder we get jammed in trade deals, because if the people who are negotiating on our behalf wet their pants every time the other side says, hey, I don't like your deal. Oh, okay, we'll do your deal. This is why we end up with the deals we have. So, and I don't know what's going to come of this, but I think we need a change. We need to do it different. You're right. I mean, steel, done, gone, on the mat, all but over in the United States of America. And that's a national security issue. It's not a good thing.
And the EPA set us up for this years ago. This is where this is coming from. The EPA did all of this.
Of course. And by the way, the people that then argue against it, go, Canada is not going to go to war with us anytime soon. We just buy our steel from Canada. Why? Why do you want to buy? Why do you not want to, why do you want to see an industry die? Any industry die here? We just give in. We cave. So I think what the president's doing, and clearly China's not going to go easy, this is going to be a battle, but we're going to get a better deal for everybody out of this. That's good. So I'm just waiting for the outcome. I'm not going to prejudge anything, or I'm not going to join the bedwetter caucus, of folks who are fearful of what's happening because, you know, we're negotiating differently than we have in the past. I'm just going to let it happen, see what Trump does.
Self-sufficiency, this country was founded on that. We need to get back to that. We need to be self-sufficient.
Yeah, now that to a point, I will say this, you look at what we grow. We need world markets. We need to be able to, and they need us, right? I mean, the world needs to eat. So, we can't wall ourselves off. I'm not for that at all, but I just think we always take the short end of the stick. We end up getting jammed before anybody else. So go get a better deal. Not a worse deal. I think that's what this president's doing. I really do.
Okay. Thank you very much, Scott. You have a good weekend.
You as well. Call again and don't wait a year next time.
And not a year? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Try to call a little sooner than that. We get a little lonely. Rick in Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. And I'm told you're a first-time caller, Rick. Is that right?
I am. Thank you so much. I enjoy your show, Scott.
Well, thank you for calling. We got a MyPillow for you. What's on your mind?
I guess I'm just following. I'm sitting here listening. I don't always have the opportunity to listen, but today I do. And I just am finding that I'm falling into the camp of the individuals. I'm a very conservative person, for the record, but I'm just falling into the camp of folks that feel that this omnibus spending bill should be vetoed. I just think, well, there are certainly some very important aspects for our military and others. I just think we're at a point in our country where we've got to start paying more attention to our debt. And not only paying attention, talking about it, but taking action. And this might be the first step in doing that. I know it blows up a lot of programs, does a lot of harm, it does a lot of hurt, but I'm very fearful for where we're headed with our national economy, and our debt is totally out of control. Feel for my kids, feel for my grandkids.
You know, I totally understand what you're saying, and I'm, listening to... Here's number one. If we don't have an energized, Trump army out there, the ability to drain the swamp is gone. I mean, just the fact that as many people voted for Trump and then stood behind Trump has scared the living daylights out of the status quo office holders in the United States Congress. Been very, 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 nobody said dares to say a thing differently than what Donald Trump stands for. I'm talking about people in Congress again, because they see that Trump army. So if by not vetoing this, the base is going to put this on Trump, I agree with you. And I do agree we need this fight. I totally do. I'm very concerned that a hard-fought battle to get the military in the funding they need, not, 6 months from now, today, because literally this sequestration nightmare has starved the military for the last however number years since that's been put in place, is a serious problem. So that's what I sit there and go back and forth. I on one hand say it's 6 months of funding. Most of it is status quo, everything they've done. The good out of it is you've got additional military spending. They didn't do the wall. They didn't use the DACA leverage to do the wall. That's stupid. There's a lot of stupid in it. I'm not jumping up and down excited about it. I'm sitting here saying, all right, incremental progress, right? On the other hand, to your point, Rick, you sit here and listen to all this, you sort it out, and you say, maybe now's the time for the fight. Maybe now is the time to shut the government down, to have Mitch McConnell change, the vote rule so we don't have to be held hostage to the 60-vote rule, which has been ridiculous and gives Democratic Senate members a veto on things. Maybe you fix that now. You know, that's why I'm asking the question. I want to know. I came into this leaning that he should not, but I'm starting to believe that he should because we've just got to fix the mess. But the reason I hesitate, I sound like I'm flipping all over the place. It's our military, Rick.
Well, it is our military, and we've got friends in the military, and we've heard over the years that, you know, that there is a need out there. When we hear that our military is not protected in terms of even clothing or armament, I hope that would be a concern to all Americans. But I'm a baby boomer. I'm 65 years old, and for many years, I grew up in a very conservative home. For many years, we just keep expanding and expanding, and we just always kick the can down the road, so to speak, and put it off to someone else until a future point. And it's the trend over the last 20, 30 years that's been concerning to me. This, at some point, that I would expect that this budget is for real, or the deficit is for real. And I'm of the mindset that the time is now.
And, you know, the president didn't tweet this out by accident. The president is hearing and sensing what the Trump team, you know, the Make America Great Again base, is agitated. I'm hearing it today on the program. So, you know, there's some reporting saying the president, I think he'll sign it from within the White House. Mark Short, legislative affairs director. I think he'll sign it. He's the guy that's up there saying, OK, we'll go along with this, go along with that. And maybe Trump's hearing from enough of us that he's thinking twice. I don't know. But it's fun to hear the passion of real North Dakotans, South Dakotans, the folks we heard from today on the program on this issue. And that's what he needs to listen to, not folks that live in the swamp. That's for sure.
Very
good
true.
Points. Rick, hang on so we can get your last name, and we're going to slap your name on a MyPillow. It's sitting there in Todd's office. You can stop by 3500 East Rosser and pick yours up, okay?
And if I may just add thoughts and prayers to the Kramer family. What a tragic situation.
Thank you for that. Yeah, my heart's heavy for all of them. What a sad deal. They really are seeing this as hey, his pain is over. His chains of addiction are gone, and that's the good thing. He's found freedom, but it's tough for everybody else. That's for sure. Thanks, Rick, for that. Appreciate that.
Thanks.
Hang on a moment, and man, you'll get your information there. Jim and Mandan, what's on your mind?
Scott, good morning. Your last two callers are absolutely stellar. The last caller is exactly how I feel. You know, very nervous about it, so on and so forth. But the caller before, I want to thank him for putting things in perspective in my mind, because I now realize what we've heard. We're going to have to make some hard choices to fix our economy, and this would be definitely one of them. And the thought of, okay, we don't need to buy your crap, China. We'll make it back here. As far as the debt and everything, if we pull together as a country and get rid of the regulations and the heck with this EPA baloney, we start making things again, the tax base will explode and that debt will just melt away like we never dreamed of before. But to get to that, we got to take that. We're all going to take a little hit. We're all going to pay a little more for stuff for a while until it corrects itself. It won't correct overnight, but I think in the end, it's going to be one of the greatest things that we're going to witness in our lifetime. Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, I say, Jim, yeah. I just wanted to share this with you. Heidi Heitkamp doesn't agree with you. She says, yeah. Congress finally passed a funding bill that lasts more than a few weeks. I'm proud of the critical provisions in it for North Dakota. Congress needs to support smart investments that will stand up for workers and family. Going forward, Congress needs to plan ahead, fund the government, support programs that help North Dakota. What do you think?
Well, I think she's misguided, you know, and I believe that that's all noise at this point. As a base Trump supporter, that's just, she's all noise to me. I wish there's some way. I was going to call you before and bring this up. She's a North Dakotan. She is working for the Democratic Party.
The swamp. You're exactly right, Jim. Thanks.
Like
gotta go.
Us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Hey! This is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. If Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I was 17. It was a very good year. It was a very good year for small town girls and soft summer nights.
Here's Frank, old Blue Eyes himself, on a Frank Friday, What's on Your Mind? Our final segment, this show just blew by me. My gosh. But a lot of great commentary, and we've not even gotten to a lot of the texts, Facebook, Twitter comments. So I'll do a little bit of that in this final segment of What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, online at secureenergyfuture.org, secureenergyfuture.org. Check that website out and find out about a history of clean coal in North Dakota. Then you could talk to your friends and neighbors about, hey, this is how we get affordable, reliable energy. And how we have all these homegrown coal-based electricity and the jobs that come from it. You can also take action as well and tell your elected officials to support something that is bipartisan, the Carbon Capture Improvement Act. That's right. Research and development of carbon capture sequestration, critical to preserving low-cost, abundant electricity and supporting thousands of jobs in our region. We talked to Scott Pruitt about that last week, or this week, rather, the EPA administrator on What's on Your Mind. Next week, we have a visit of Vice President Mike Pence. He'll be in Fargo on Tuesday for Congressman Kevin Cramer. He's run for the U.S. Senate. So how about that? All right, let's see here. The some comments on Facebook, first of all. Should President Trump veto the spending bill? Absolutely. It's complete BS. Without a doubt, says Daniel. Jill says, I believe so. Shane, veto. All capital. V-E-T-O. Don, yes. Mel, 51/100, boom. Tired of Democrats running the show like they won. Mel is saying the 60-vote rule ought to go. I agree. That'd be one big benefit, I bet, out of a veto. They'd have to go back. Yes, yes. Ryan says, absolutely. Whatever happened to voting on individual spending bills instead of lumping them all into a gigantic slush fund? There's no way any sort of omnibus bill should be allowed. Daniel says, so far, 100% for veto. Mel Wall says, the swamp's greatest fear is a government shutdown and nobody notices. It's true. Dave, yes. Leonard, yes. Claudine, yes. When the liberals are ecstatic about a bill, there's something wrong with this picture. Yeah, Heidi Heitkamp's probably swaying a lot of people by her defense of the bill. Brian, yes. Ron, oh, yeah. Stuart, yes. David, yes. Veto. CT says, heck, yes. Fight, you cowards. For Pete's sake, pass a conservative budget and nuke the fake Buster McConnell, you rhino piece of cowardly scum. I wonder what he really thinks. Amy, yes. Josh, absolutely. Troy, without a doubt. This bill spends more money than the Obama administration. Peter says, may I respectfully suggest you call Senator Hoeven and let him know how your listeners feel about this. We're working on getting Senator Hoeven on Monday on the program to talk about it. Ryan, I'm from a military family. We'll get more money for the military, not with this garbage bill, though. We'll find another way. We need this to be vetoed. Enough is enough already. Folks, this is fabulous. This is fabulous to see the passion of the voters. A texter says, Scott, I'm 59 years old, and ever since I was old enough to know what the national debt was, it's not gone down since Bill Clinton. Balanced the budget. The debt never went down. If the debt goes down, hats off to Trump. Well, 4, 5, 6% growth in the economy, it'll go down. It needs to go down. Isn't the role of our government supposed to be to protect the citizens? I don't think funding for our great military and border security should be held hostage and lumped together in this huge spending bill. I agree. This is probably the time for President Trump to stand up to business as usual in Washington by vetoing the bill. I came in wobbly on this because of the military funding. I'm hearing the people, Todd. Veto the omnibus. Veto the omnibus. Veto it, says another listener, because they'll pull this again in October because it'll be close to the election. There's not been 12 separate budgets since Obama came into office. The Senate could pass all 12 House bills by unanimous consent. Then we'll be back to regular order. So you've got this figured out. Veto, 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 says another listener. If he signs this, it's going to be another five. It's going to be more high five moments for Chuck Schumer. We don't want any more of those, do we? No veto. No more support. Not his bill, but his choice to let it go through or not. I think you mean veto, even though the bill wasn't his. Another texter, we're not going to see what we want until we get more Republicans in the Senate. Well, that's true. But does this get more Republicans in the Senate? Another texter, I'm a Navy veteran, retired from the National Guard. Veto this spending bill. Texter says, maybe he is. I've been trying to deliver mail in a blizzard and haven't had a chance to listen to Scott. He said something about Trump tweeting something out, and I don't know. I don't do tweets. So if it's anything they could link me to, that'd be great. What you missed, Texter, is that Donald Trump is threatening to veto the omnibus spending bill that was voted on by the House yesterday afternoon and early this morning by the Senate. It includes a lot more spending for military, much needed. Everything else is status quo funding for things we don't like. And the majority of listeners have said, veto the darn thing. And we're listening. Be careful out there, folks. Road conditions are tough. Vince is back from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Vince, big month of savings to go in March, right?
Yeah, it's our national hot tub financing event, which is through the remainder of March, which means you can get 60 months no-interest financing on all hot spring hot tubs, and including the Ace saltwater hot tub, which is fantastic. It means you can get into a hot tub for less than a cup of coffee a day.
Wow. 2017 models right now, you're moving those out still with big savings,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we have a few 2017 models left, where you can also save big bucks and get into the wellness of hot water at the same time.
Hot tubs, patio furniture, game tables, saunas, and remember, when you use the promo code ACE and tell them Scott sent you, you save up to $2,800. Hot spring spas and pool tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot. Hurry. And don't forget the no interest financing event going on now too at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, Bismarck too. Use the promo code ACE and tell them Scott sent you to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Minot too.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.